And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Hello, Coastsiders. This is Jim Hawley with Coastside Radio, bringing you another interview with somebody making a difference on the coastside. So last April, when the full economic impact of the shelter-in-place program began impacting coastside families, Eric DeBodie came to the studio to tell us about the Coastside Crisis Fund. This was a local community program to aid families in need. Eric is back today to let us know how the Coastside Crisis Fund is working. Eric DeBodie, Executive Director of Abundant Grace Coastside Worker, welcome back to Coastside Radio.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it.
So the last time we talked about the Coastside Crisis Fund, you were just getting going, and would you mind just outlining for our listeners the organizations that teamed up to run this program and maybe a little reference to what your goals originally were?
Sure. So it's one of the things that makes this so exciting is that it's a collaboration between Coastside Hope, ALIS, and Abundant Grace. The three executive directors, we know one another. We overlap collegially in different circumstances, and we decided that since those we serve are similar and have similar needs, we want to come together to provide emergency financial support for families, particularly farm worker families, some of the homeless.
The big question is this, has the fund been successful?
It's been very successful, thanks to all the folks who have donated. It's been really inspiring to see the community come together, and some people really go the extra mile and donate substantial amounts to this fund. A lot of people have used their checks from the government and just signed them right over. That's been really wonderful. People feel stable enough to share. And, it's been a great success. We've raised a lot of money, and we've also been dispersing a significant amount.
Now, at the time, you were really amazed at the amount of money and how quickly the money was coming in. And those are just the initial days of the program. Has the funding continued?
Right, yeah. We very quickly got to about $100,000. Right now, we've raised a little bit over $250,000. Our goal is $540,000. And we've dispersed a little over $100,000, and we'll probably, by the end of this week, we'll have dispersed another $40,000. So it's been very successful, really direct. Both Coastside Hope and ALIS have done a really fine job vetting families who have applied for funding and identifying where the needs are. ALIS has also started doing a free produce distribution at the library on Saturdays at 1 o'clock, which is amazing to watch. You know, there's such generosity from local retailers like La Mexicana Market and other folks who are providing produce and other resources. And Abundant Grace goes to the farmer's market, and we collect extra produce every week right at 1 o'clock, and then we take it straight over to the library for instant distribution. And what's so impressive is it's a line of like 50 cars that goes down the street in front of Cunha Middle School all the way to Kelly, and there's equally, there's about 30 to 50 people who are making it all happen. They are delivering the produce and food supplies, and last week they had ice cream and flowers that someone had donated to give to families. You know, it's just nothing short of inspiring to see how the community is rallying around folks who are struggling.
That's amazing to have such a community response. I mean,
yeah.
You never envision what people are willing to do and want to do for others.
And a lot of those folks, you know, a lot of it is ALIS, which is, you know, there are 30 representatives from the Latino community that are organizing this whole endeavor. It's really impressive how the community is coming together to support each other.
Now, do you have an actual benefit schedule, like so much for this and so much for that, or how do you determine distribution to families?
So what we are doing is the first month, we provide them with assessment, referral to resources, and a check for $575. And the second month, they get another check for $575 and also retail gift cards at the value of about $600. And that's from Safeway, CVS, La Mexicana Market, Mercado Mi Familia, you know, different small businesses also benefit from having the business. So we're trying to use the funds responsibly to satisfy the needs of the people and the needs of the community.
Now, are some of these businesses actually funding these cards, donating them?
No, we've asked people to donate cards, and then we've also gone out and purchased cards to make sure there's enough.
Okay, so a combination of the community and funds you've already raised.
Yeah, primarily it's we're purchasing the cards. People in the community have been donating financially, so it's easier to move the money towards where it needs to go if it's a financial donation instead of an in-kind card. But the cards are terrific. We gather them all up and disperse them every week. So we do appreciate the cards.
Have you been able to governmental assistance in any of this for city?
We applied to SMC Strong. We haven't heard back yet. The city of Half Moon Bay is going to provide us with some resources for COVID-19 work and programming that has been going on. So we haven't seen either of those yet, but that's in the works.
As I recall, you had rather specific roles for individual organizations that are
right.
Free organizations.
Well, that was the beauty of it, is Coastside Hope is already seeing a lot of families, as is Olive. But Coastside Hope seemed to have the position better in terms of being the access point, because if families are eligible for resources, they can apply for them there and receive them. And if they're not eligible, they can be referred immediately to Olive, and then we'll work with them to disperse the financial resources and the gift cards together.
That's fantastic. So it seems like that gives Coastside Hope a few more cards in its deck, and in terms of finding to the total community. So that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's been really great, and it's been really positive to work with Judith up at Coastside Hope and Belinda at Olive. That's Judith Guerrero and Belinda Arriaga.
The two executive directors.
Yes.
CEOs, as they may be. Would it be possible for you to maybe give us a story about family that you've helped?
Sure. So there was a family where the husband had been employed at Bay City Flowers for over 25 years, and he got laid off in December, like 300 other people. And his wife lost her job, and they were all of a sudden, you know, just plunged into really scrambling. He had been very focused on taking care of his family for decades, and he started to get depressed, you know?
Yeah.
Fortunately, Olive has the resources to provide therapeutic supports to people in Spanish. I think they're like one of two places where you can get Spanish counseling. And they were able to provide the family with counseling, and then with the Coastside Crisis Fund, really circle them around with other services, and then, of course, the financial support to pay the rent and get food and all that sort of thing. So it's definitely had a very significant impact and a positive support for families who have been here, been part of our community for decades.
Well, that's a great story, and I suppose there are other stories that are essentially similar to that.
Right.
It really sounds like you've done some wonderful things. Do you more volunteers join you to assist in this program, or are you pretty much relying on your own teams?
You know, it's hard to incorporate volunteers into a lot of this right now just because of physical distancing.
Sure.
We have been using some volunteers remotely, but not a lot. Hopefully soon that'll come back into play. And I know Alice has some use for volunteers,
yeah.
Just hands-on with some of the organizing of food and other resources and distribution of it.
Well, Eric, if people would like some more information or maybe even to contribute, what should they do?
Go to CoastsideCrisisFund.com. That'll link you up to our website, AbundantGraceCW.org. And we've got a donation page where you can designate the funds to the Coastside Crisis Fund, and then they get tracked independently.
Well, listen, Eric, thank you so much for...
thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
And congratulations on all your success.
So, thank you.
Listeners, I think the idea that a community can come together to support members, other members in the community, is absolutely fantastic. And it offers evidence that there is, in fact, a community in that way. And I certainly hope that you folks can participate any way you. This is Jim Hawley with Coastside Radio. Thank you for listening.
Once again, our thanks to contributor Jim Hawley for our feature story of the week. And our thanks to the business-saving work of Coastside Crisis Fund and all the various entities that are working to ensure the survival of our small business community. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.
With the current shelter-in-place order, we are told to be very careful as to where we go and what we do. You will be glad to know that we have sanitized all the seats in the KHMB Time Machine, so you are guaranteed a safe trip with host Cameron Palmer as we travel back to 1986. Next, on your hometown community station, 100.9 and AM 1710. KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Although there is a shelter in place in Half Moon Bay, the staff at Granola's is now open for takeout only, including your morning coffee, pastries, fresh granola, and all the great food that you love. Call ahead to place your order at 440-4692. That's 440-4692. Stop by and get your order fresh and hot with Granola's Takeout. They're right on Highway 1 next to BK Motors. They also offer gluten-free and vegan items. Call ahead to place your order at 440-4692. Granola's Coffee House, helping you get a good start to your morning.